Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Usoku Sibiya. Soku, good morning.
Good morning, Abungile and listeners.
So, talk to me about getting child soldiers back into the swing of things. Yabonawada Soku, you know me. You know me.
I think, you know, with child soldiers, whenever we speak about the word child soldiers, I think the image that comes into mind is young boys, basically, because those are the people who actually take up the arms and are forced into wars, you know, into the front lines. But there's another factor, and these are the young girls. So, you know, when militant groups come through a village or a town and they raid the town, they usually take the young boys and make them part of the soldiers, but the young girls are taken as wives, you know. I'll say that loosely because they are forced basically into these type of situations where they go through some atrocities as well, you know. I just heard what you're talking about beforehand, you know, where they're actually raped. Then many of them are made to become slaves for the group. And when they are released, so when these girls are released, just the same as the boys, it becomes very difficult for them to get back into the communities because some of them, the communities have burnt down. Or, for example, you know, just people just don't know how to deal with them. I think they look at them as, you know, you're one of those who was taken type of thing. So what's happened now is that Child Soldiers International has started a program, and it's focused in the DRC because that's where most child soldiers, especially the girls, are from. South Sudan is also the same. And what they do there is that they give these girls and boys therapy in terms of, you know, what do you want to happen now that you're out? You know, what do you miss about home? Trying to get back into the swing of things. So they give them education, they give them skills, and confidence. I think one of the main things that happens to them is that their confidence is stripped because the youth is taken away, the innocence is taken away. And just to try and get back, when you've seen things that other children haven't seen or even other adults haven't seen or experienced, I think you gain a maturity. Sometimes it can either be good for your development or really harm your, you know, your development as well. It can make you either or. And what this program does is that it helps the children. So it was started by somebody in the UK, but it's taught other women in villages as well in terms of how do you accept people back into the community? How do you rehabilitate them? How do you make sure that, you know, that the community and the children are basically healed in terms of the ordeal that everybody went through? And it's a program that's now going to be run across several other countries, for example, in Uganda, in Burundi, in the Central African Republic. So everywhere where militia groups have actually had this reign of terror, this program will start being rolled out. And it basically gives these children some sort of a normal life. So they start off by themselves, you know, learning, getting up to speed, and then slowly they are integrated back into the community.
Ah, Soku, wonderful once again to hear such wonderful news. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. Tomorrow is Friday. We chat again.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.